great and greatly to be praised. We thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, we thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. Now, Spirit of the living God, we ask that you would just have thine own way, even as we continue to decrease, oh God. We're asking you to increase within us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch the bodies of the people that are believing you for a healing miracle. Father God, you can do all things but fail. But God, we're going to give you the glory and we're going to give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Psalm 19 and 14. That's the division of Psalm 19 and 14. And it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, what my words say about my worship. What my words say about my worship. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This simply means a prayer asking God to make both our spoken words and our inner thoughts pleasing to him. It is reflecting a desire for complete inner and outer alignment with his will, covering everything we say, everything we think, and the things that we are intended to do, not just actions or just a formal way of saying things to God. It's a call for a pure heart and speech that builds others up and honors God. It's a deep desire for integrity in our innermost being and our expression. You see, Psalm 19 and 14 isn't just about watching your words. It's about worship. Oh, my God. Whew. David's prayer isn't a random good intention tacked onto the end of a service. No, no, no. His prayer is a heartfelt response to the majesty of God. You see, when you look at the whole psalm, you see he is marveling at how creation declares God's glory, how his word revives the soul, and how all of this should shape the posture of our hearts and ultimately the words that flow from our lips. Our words have power. Whatever you say, your words create whatever you say. It goes out and do it. So we're going to look at the key meanings. Word of the mouth refers to everyday speech, your everyday conversation, your prayer, and you're asking that it be wholesome, encouraging, and not corrupt or foolish. Do not entertain gossip. Let smooth words come out your mouth. Let encouraging words come out your mouth. Watch your conversation, people of God. Not on some days, but every day. Your words that come out of your mouth matters. They either can be negative or positive. It shapes, it shapes your future. It shapes your life. Your words carry power. I want you to get this in your spirit. Another one is meditation of the heart. Oh my God. This signifies internal thoughts, feelings, desires, and your mental focus. And it's about what we dwell on and look out, contemplate. You know, the heart can be wicked and decisive. You can be hiding stuff in your heart that you want to get at somebody because they did you wrong. But you have to turn that. You have to watch your heart. You cannot allow negative things to take hostage in your heart. You have to release unforgiveness. You have to release bitterness. Because once bitterness and unforgiveness gets in your heart, it turns to a heart of stone. And you will not be able to trust. You will not be able to love like you should. So meditation of the heart. When we get before the Lord, that's the first thing we should ask God. Take anything out of my heart that is not pleasing to you. Give me a heart of flesh. Flesh. Acceptable in your sight. Not in the sight of men. But I want everything to be acceptable in God's sight. Because the ultimate goal is for both the inner and the outer life is to be pleasing to God. Not just outwardly religious, but genuinely devoted. Not doing it out of traditionalism. I want the way I live, the way I walk, the way I talk to be acceptable in the eyesight of God. You should not want to be a stumbling block to nobody. Acceptable in God's sight. Let your words be acceptable in his sight. Let your deeds be acceptable in his sight. Another one is holistic devotion. Holistic devotion is a prayer for God to transform the whole person, the invisible intentions and the visible actions to be in harmony with his character. You want everything to line up to the will and to the ways of God. So in order for me to walk like Christ, to act like Christ, I am going to allow him to transform me into the whole person, nothing missing and nothing broken. Yes, it's going to be painful because it's some stuff that I don't want God to touch. But in order for me to live the life that God has for me to live, God, I'm willing to be cut. I'm willing to be circumcised. Circumcise my heart. I get all of the bitterness and the anger out of that. Holistic devotion. So in practice, everyday life, people of God, you have to guard your thoughts. Asking God to help you to deal with the hidden sins and impure thoughts or wrong attitudes that reside in the heart. People of God, come on, let's be truthful. If somebody do you something, you're going to hold it. Some of us will hold grudges. And you're going to guard your heart because you ain't going to want to allow anyone to come into your heart to hurt you again. So in practice, you have to guard your thoughts. You got to watch what is coming in. Another one is speak truth in love. Ensuring that speech should build up a person, not tear them down. If you ain't got nothing nice to say about anybody or, you know, anything, don't say nothing at all. Because just one word can tear a person down, and that person may not ever get back up again. Ensuring speech builds up and brings grace. And you can refer to Ephesians 4 and 29. And here's another practice that we should always practice this daily. Align our life with God. It is a daily prayer for guidance to ensure that what we think and what we say and do Even simple things like answering a text message or we are talking to someone brings glory to God. Even how the way we present ourselves, how we act, how we talk, how we walk, everything we do should bring glory to God. Even if we have a project we are doing in church, it should bring glory to God, not glory to man. Even your ministry should bring glory to God. Even if you are writing a book, let it bring glory to God. Psalm 19 and 14 has become a prayer that I often whisper and I say before I teach, whether or not I am at a conference or someone invited me somewhere. These are the words that settle in my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, because I know you are my rock and you are my redeemer. And that's good. But the more I sit with this psalm, the more I see that Mr. David, his prayer isn't just for the moments when that we are handling scripture on the public level. It's for every moment of our lives. And so I am challenged to pray these words, not just before my assignment, but I say these words even when I get up in the morning, even when I am driving to work, even when I'm doing something for the Lord. I rehearse this in my mind. Before I even open up my laptop to write, before I even answer a text or speak a word, before I do anything with my family, because I want the words to come out of my heart. A word, one word that I may speak to someone could change their whole situation. Because the truth is that my words, whether they are spoken to a crowd or they are whispered at the kitchen table, reveal the posture of my heart. And my heart is always on display before the Lord. Come on, here, somebody. My words reveal the posture of my heart. And my heart is always on display before the Lord. Maybe you feel that challenge too. Maybe you've seen how quickly your words can slip into impatience, into gossip, or you are complaining. Maybe like me, you need this simple prayer to be more than a familiar recitation. Just reciting it over and over again. You need it to shape your whole life from the thoughts you dwell on to the sentences you speak out loud. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this word, that the words of our mouth will shape whatever we speak out, God. Lord, we want to live a life that is pleasing unto you, O God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we thank you that our heart is always on display before you. And God, we don't want to lead nobody astray. And God, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my time is up, and I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And remember, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. And always know this, your words, what your words say about your worship. God bless you.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164.